It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family and quickly maybe trying to touch a little bit, at least one item of today in history. The story of Anne Frank comes to mind, kind of an amazing author whose dad survived the Holocaust, and he released her biography, and this is apparently the day, and here's just a bit of a report on that famous diary.
She's one of the most influential, widely read writers of the 20th century, and she never lived to see her book in print, or even to see her 16th birthday. We're talking about Anne Frank, a symbol of resilience and lost innocence in the face of the Holocaust.
Yeah. I could maybe later this morning get you more specifics on that. Finally, here at 12 before 6 o'clock and 72 degrees from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Don't let uncertainty talk you into pursuing a backup plan instead of your purpose. Hebrews 10:36 says you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. Goff says, as college graduation approached, I decided becoming a lawyer was my next step to make the biggest impact. Since I had spent most of my undergrad surfing, I didn't feel entirely prepared. My grades were underwhelming. My LSAT scores were even worse. Every application was flat out rejected. They didn't even put me on their wait lists. But I wasn't going to let a big load of rejection stop me. My first choice school was within driving distance, so I hopped in my VW bug and went to the dean's office for an impromptu meeting without notice. The dean didn't find my argument compelling, to say the least. So after he told me I needed to leave his office, I sat on a bench just outside the door the rest of the day. Every time he passed by, I told him he had the power to let me in. All he had to say was, go buy your books, and I'd be in. For six straight days, I sat on the bench and waited for the dean to walk past. And you maybe know that if you read his book, Love Does. Goff says, all you have to say is, go buy your books. I'd remind him each time, and he'd just smile and move along, until the day he didn't. 5 days after law school started, he approached me at the bench with a smile, and after a long pause, he told me, go buy your books. Every day since, as I've been involved in countless legal cases here and abroad, I've thought about the power of perseverance. Sometimes when a door closes, it's not a sign pointing us in a different direction. Sometimes it's a reminder that we need to knock harder or maybe try kicking it down. Today's closing question, what doors do you need to keep knocking on?
Well, National Night Out is taking place tonight all across the nation, and we are looking forward to our little neck of the woods, National Night Out at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Over 2,000 people expected. Hope to see you there. And we're here with Investigator Ryan Bowie of the Chippewa Falls Police Department. Ryan, great to have you back. I know you guys plan months and months in advance for National Night Out each year. It's something that you look forward to. It's a highlight of each year for you and for us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me on. It's a great event for our department.
Folks who maybe haven't been to National Night Out in Chippewa before, what can they expect here tonight?
Absolutely. So it's a free event. I think that's the biggest thing. It's for families. Bring the kids out. Families can meet first responders, not just law enforcement, but fire medics, everyone else out there. Their squad cars are out there to show tours. We have a lot of great organizations and businesses that will be there on hand to provide resources and just fun, family, kid-friendly games. We have a lot of demonstrations, and it'll be a fun time.
Of all the planning you guys did, Ryan, I got to compliment you. The way you guys organized the rain this morning and then to have it be dry the rest of the way, how did you do that?
I have no idea. So, no, we're very stoked.
Yeah, right. Looks like the weather's going to be great, Caleb.
Yeah, and again, a free, fun family event, things that people can really look forward to. I mean, you've got police versus fire department, dunk tank again, right? And
yes.
And also a tug of war between the police department, CFPD, and the sheriff's office, if I'm correct.
It sounds like it. The sheriff's department's been a little quiet with
really?
Me.
Really?
So we'll see. I think they're a little scared. So I'll throw that out at them right now.
There you go. And also, again, there's always something new that you try to add each year, but something that you've been doing for a long time is the canine officer demonstration. And people need to understand that this is their last chance to be able to see a canine officer demonstration with Officer Leo, who's retiring at the end of the year.
Yes, it's bittersweet for us. Leo has been a great dog for our organization or for our community. And I know him and his handler, Sergeant McMahon, have been fantastic with the demonstrations in years past. I'm talking with Sergeant McMahon today. They have quite the demonstration this year. So,
There's a lot of people who've made this an annual tradition. I know Caleb has and our team here. But for those who might be listening who've never gone to the National Night Out in Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds 5 to 8 tonight, it sounds like there's a lot of reasons to go, but make your pitch to them.
My pitch is just come and have fun. From law enforcement's perspective, this is an event that gets families and children out to see their first responders in a great setting. It's not just families in this community, but we have families from our own organization, from our own police department. You know, my family will be there, my wife and my three children, and they look forward to it every year. This is a great event. It's a fun family event.
Yeah, and again, you've got hot dogs and root beer and ice cream, and you'll get fed, you'll have fun, and I think important to note as well, too, for people to say that this is something that I know is an encouragement to you all as well, too, as first responders, police department, fire department, sheriff's office as well, too. This is something to have really positive, fun interactions with the community. It's something that I know really kind of boosts you up, too, because your job is tough. It's high stress, and it's something where, you know, you protect and serve, and that can lead to, again, a lot of tough situations that you have to deal with and help with. And so this is something so positive, so encouraging to you guys. I know that it really is something that's got to buoy and lift your spirits.
Absolutely. We are very fortunate to be working in the community that we do. We have a lot of support through organizations, through you guys at WWIB. You guys have been fantastic for years. I've been working with the department for little over 9 years, and I've been helping plan this for the 9 years. So I know we've grown great relationships over those, and I look forward to it.
Here's hoping it's bigger and better than ever tonight. National Night Out, Chippewa Falls, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, 5 until 8 o'clock. Ryan Bowie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. We'll update you on weather bottom of the hour. It looks fantastic for the Chippewa Falls and all the National Night Out events going on this evening all across WWIB land, Caleb.
And we're not getting skunked anymore, too.
All right, good.
Backpack to school challenge. Thank you so much. We just saw a gift that says, bless all the kids that receive these backpacks. $250 from Susan.
Way
and
to
Eau Claire.
Go.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate that. We're even having a little fun competition amongst the cities that are taking part, and that helps the Eau Claire cause, raises them up to $800. Ties Lake Halley. So there we go. As we wind down here, our Backpack to School Challenge, again, it's day 4 out of 7.
I keep thinking about that open hand concept this morning as you brought it up and then played that song, and a song that maybe so many of us sang at church camp or in church, but you give and take away. You give and take away. And so when you have that open hand toward God, he puts things in and he takes things out, but he's good.
Uh-huh.
He's good, and so you can trust what he gives and you can trust what he takes away. What did Job say? The Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
And may we have that attitude as well in all sorts of things in life. Finances as well, too, but maybe it's our health. Sometimes he gives and sometimes he takes away. But can we take him at his word and trust that he is good? But open hands, what a wonderful way to end the show today.
We did just hear from wonderful brother in the Lord, Jim in Rice Lake. He's driving, but he said you can count on him going to WIB.com. He's going to give $100 to the Backpack to School Challenge. So we're working our way
here. That takes us down to what, 850?
Yeah.
850, trying to get to the $4,000 mark between all of you who've given, which would get us to over $10,000. But now just saw a gift of $50 from our friend Cliff from Eau Claire, and he gives this gift in memory of an educator from Ladysmith, John Fields.
Wow.
PCD John. And I think Cliff and John may have met at some point, but I know they met through the radio,
they sure
of course,
did.
Many
yeah.
times and kind of saying, hey, I'll request this song for my friend Cliff. I'll request this song for my friend PCD John on Saturday mornings many times.
With Steve Snyder.
Yeah. And of course, Steve Snyder at home with Jesus as well, too. So thank you so much, Cliff. For that wonderful gift of $50 to provide a child with a backpack and school supplies. And yeah, our friend PCD John, John Fields, was an educator, a teacher, invested his life in others. So thank you so much for that reminder, too, of our teachers as well. We've been talking about the children, about the parents, but also for teachers to send children back to them with the supplies that they need. I know because my sister was a teacher, man, a lot of times teachers feel that burden of trying to provide out of their own pockets for children that don't have enough as well, too. And that's a significant strain. So Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I know we're well past nine here, but yeah, $800 left. Yeah. Didn't see our goal met, but maybe even during Focus on the Family, there'd be some folks who would give what they could to help us get to that next plateau.